Welcome to Moving Through Midlife. I am your host, Courtney, a personal trainer and movement specialist who wants to help you move through midlife with more grace. Each week, we will discuss ways we can show up better for ourselves and our children without the burnout. We will focus on overall health through habit stacking to help increase energy, provide movement snacks to help you move more throughout the day while also moving your body more, and learn from professionals on moving through midlife with ease so that you can feel confident with aging gracefully. Grab your earbuds and join me on a leisurely walk while we discuss moving through midlife. Since it is the first Monday of the month, I want to provide you with a movement snack that you can work on. This is going to be something I want you to focus on throughout the month and see how you feel when you're moving through this movement. This is, I would say, one of the most important things for you to practice in midlife. The reason is it's going to help decrease cortisol levels, so it's going to help calm you. It is going to help stabilize your blood sugar, and it is great for tight hips. If you have tight hips, I want you to make sure that you are practicing this as much as possible. So what is it? It's walking, going for a walk. And you can work on doing this daily or as many times, as often as you can throughout the month. And when you're doing this, I want you to think about a few different things. I want you to, one, try for different speeds, varying your speeds. You don't need to vary your speeds throughout the actual walk itself, but find different ways to walk. So one day you might go for a power walk. One day you might go for a leisurely walk. One day you might kind of go in between or walking a dog, doing something different to change up the speed with which you walk. You may also want to change your distance. Try to go for shorter walks, go for longer walks. Not every walk needs to be the same. If you only have 5 minutes, maybe you walk up to the corner and back. Maybe you are heading to the grocery store and, you know, the same, you hear this all the time. You park at the very last spot and walk up to the grocery store that way. So we're working on different ways to walk, and don't think about it like I have to exercise, because remember, movement, no matter how we do it, is going to be good for our body. I mentioned that if you have tight hips, you're going to want to make sure that you're walking, because when you walk, your knees get behind your hip, and that is about the only time that you get that sort of extension in your leg to where your hip flexor is lengthened, which most of us, because we're spending so much time sitting, we're not lengthening that hip flexor. So that is why it is so important to walk. So the more you sit during the day, the more important it would be for you to walk as well. I would also recommend while you're doing this to go try different paths. So maybe you go on a dirt path. Maybe you go on a sidewalk. Maybe you go to like a beach or a forest, gravel. Test out different pathways so you can see how you move differently. You might be more, I don't want to say timid, but a little bit slower with your walk, looking at incline walks as well. And even obviously treadmill walking is a different variant, but try not to stick to just treadmill walking, because when you treadmill walk, your gait pattern, the way you move, is not the same as what it is when you're out on like a sidewalk or something. You tend to use the muscles in the front of the leg a little bit more, so you're not getting that full extension. If you are a treadmill walker, one thing you can do to mimic more of a outside walk would be to increase the incline a little bit. Not, you don't have to do like a hill style walk, but increasing it just a tad is going to help kind of create more of that movement where you're creating that push off. And then don't be afraid of the weather. So depending on what the weather is like, whether it's, you know, if you're up north and you're dealing with snow or rain, different things like that, obviously safety is of the utmost, but test out different weather. I know a lot of times, like if it's rainy outside, people will be like, oh, I don't want to go walk in the rain. But there is a difference to how your body will respond when you're outside walking in the rain. So give it a try and see what you notice. A few other things to pay attention to when you are out on your walk is to look at things off in the distance. I've mentioned this all the way back in episode 6.2, relaxing your eyes. So when you go out and you look at something far off in the distance, it helps to relax the muscle in your eyes. Many of us stare at our computer or at a book or at our phones most of the day, or stay inside four walls type situation. So everything is fairly close up. So it would be just like you holding your arm in that bent 90 degree position, like left bicep curl throughout the day, and then you're never releasing it. Going outside and walking and looking at something far off in the distance is going to help relax the muscles of the eye, and something that you can work on practicing to just help release that tension, that eye muscle tension. Another thing as well is your arm swings. So think about, one, making sure that thumbs are facing forward rather than the back of the hand facing forward. This is something that I talk about a lot within some of my posture programs, because you have that rounded forward shoulder. So if your thumbs are facing forward, usually, as long as it's occurring through the shoulder itself and not your wrist, you are in more of an upright position. And then you can start thinking about pulling back, using your tricep muscle to pull back as you're walking. So the movement should be occurring more backwards than forwards with that arm walk. And then this also helps to naturally massage the underarm area, where we get a lot of stagnation within our lymphatic system. So you walking will help, and using that natural arm swing will help kind of massage that lymphatic system and drain that area out more. You may notice that you pump your arms when you walk. And I've talked about this before, how this actually is more conservation of energy than, more, so to speak, calorie burn. It conserves energy more, but I want the goal of you going out and walking is just the movement aspect. I don't want there to be a reason why. I mean, yes, decreasing cortisol, all of those things, those are things that we get out of it. But I don't want the intention to be like, I'm trying to burn calories. I want you to do this for just testing and seeing what things feel like. So feel free to bend those arms a little bit and walk with a bent arm compared to a straight arm, and notice the difference when you do different styles of walking, how that affects, you know, your, how you feel afterwards. Another one that you can work on is that push off of that back foot. So as you're walking, if you think about each time what's happening behind you, that pushing off of that big toe, that is going to help strengthen the big toe. And that is an imperative part of the gait pattern to help ensure that you're actively working your pelvic floor while you're walking. So for those of you who deal with incontinence or tight pelvic floors, when you get that big toe involved in the process of walking, it can help make the muscles work naturally without having to do certain exercises, whether it be Kegels or breathing relaxation type exercises, depending on your pelvic floor and if it's tight or weak. So these are things that we're all interconnected, and you may not realize how one part connects to the other, but that big toe is important and imperative when you are walking to help kind of help all the muscles up the line. And then the last thing that I would recommend is to try not listening to music or a podcast when you're out for a walk. This is the hardest one for me. I love listening to podcasts as I go out for a walk, but there's something to be said for just kind of going into this mindful meditation, like a meditative walk or a listening to nature, or even just going out with family, walking with a significant other or your children, and communicating during that time as well. So those are the things that I would recommend for going out and walking. If you would like to join us, you can head over to our Moving Through Midlife community on Facebook, where we will be working through different things that I've mentioned here, talking about them a little bit further, checking in to see how you're walking throughout the month. And if you are listening to this after that month, do not worry, because we do offer monthly focuses where we will dive into things a little bit further each and every month. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and make sure to keep moving. Go out for that walk. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found something to take away to help you practice healthier habits, move more, or handle the midlife and aging with grace. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or leave us a review to help us reach more moms just like you. Head to movingthroughmidlife.com to join the free community or learn how you can move more and feel better in your daily life.